Good morning, Dr. Schnee. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on ANNE Presley. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 4/16/26. Mrs. Presley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only two bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction without significant improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/15/26. There's been no change period to paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Corey Dwyer. This goes to the VA on 4/16/26. Mr. Dwyer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. It was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/14/25. There's been no significant change period to paragraph impression. Mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beth Zapola, Z-A-P-O-L-A. This goes to Dr. Holt. On 4/16/26, Mrs. Zabola performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only issue bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/12/25. There's been some deterioration period of paragraph compression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression period. Thank you.